It is the Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base, and this week we're talking with Cassandra Caballero, a radiology tech out at Vance. Cassandra, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Tell me about you. Where are you from and all the good stuff?
Well, originally I'm from South Texas, South Padre Island area. Mm-hmm. But I grew up mostly in Dallas, so I went to elementary, middle, and high school.
I got you.
So growing up in the city was interesting.
Yeah. So did you have to deal with, when you live in Dallas, did you have to deal with all the traffic, or did you have like side street routes and secret shortcuts, things like that?
So yeah, to get anywhere fun, you mostly have to take the highway. Mm-hmm. But learning how to drive on 635 and 35,
oh my Lord,
was crazy. Yeah. Yeah. My mom was not a fan of taking me out on the highway. So learning how to drive was mostly the side roads and back roads to get places.
I'm not a fan of taking me out on 635 or I-35 in Dallas. It's a little crazy. So you've been in the Air Force for 7 years, all 7.5 years, but you've been at Vance Air Force Base for all of 7 weeks, just in time to see the coldest cold spell of ever. And that's pretty much all you've experienced about Enid so far, right?
That is. it's interesting because we came down from Idaho, and the weather just seemed to have followed us here.
Yeah. So you're the problem. Yeah. Now we know who we're going to blame. So let's back up a minute. You got into the Air Force. Why'd you join the Air Force? You're in Dallas. You joined the military. Tell me that.
So I ended up joining because I was graduating high school and I really didn't have an idea of what I wanted to do yet. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure what career path I wanted to take. So with guidance from my parents, they suggested I look into the military. And of course, I was like, what is the military about?
Yeah.
You know, you normally think of like the Army. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's not something I want to do. Mm-hmm. After about a year of working and going to community college, I was thinking, okay, let me look into the military. So I ended up joining the Air Force, and I got a job that I loved that I didn't know I was going to love at the time.
That's very cool. So you learned how to become a radiology tech.
I did.
Through the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And you've been to San Antonio. Where else have you been in your career so far?
So I was San Antonio for basic training and 6 months of tech school. Mm-hmm. And then I was stationed at Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas for 9 months for more technical training. And then I was at Mountain Home Air Force Base in Idaho for 6 years.
Gotcha. So what kind of weather do you like better? 135 degree desert heat of Las Vegas or minus 11 Enid weather? Which was more fun?
I enjoy the cold more.
Okay. Well, I will meet you in the middle, because the summertime in Enid, Oklahoma, we're going to be in the 90s. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it won't be terrible.
But what's the humidity?
Well, it's 90s. That's what I said, right?
Yeah, right.
90s? Yeah. No, we'll find out. Anyway, it's a good place to be. It says here you're engaged and you have a dog.
Yes.
Tell me about the congratulations, by the way. Want to talk about that?
Sure. So his name is Zach, and he actually moved with me from Idaho.
Awesome.
Here.
Okay.
So, and we have a 6-year-old border collie retriever, and I may be a little biased, but he is the best puppy.
Border collie. Yes. Yeah. Awesome. So you're family oriented. It looks like you like being around family.
I do.
And now you're closer to family, 4 hours and so many minutes away from Dallas, which is a good thing. Let's look ahead to the end of the career. You got a ways before you'll hit the 20 years, but that's what it says you want to do. You want to continue down the radiology tech thing? Is that what you want to do for the rest of your career? Or what's your dream?
I do, yeah. Okay. I want to continue to be a rad tech. It's something I really love doing. I might want to expand maybe PCS to a bigger facility and do CT, you know, do scans of patients rather than just taking x-rays.
Yeah.
But I do love my job, and it's funny because I came in open general. Mm-hmm. At the time, joining the military is really naive.
Yeah.
And normally when you come in open general, you get, you know, a maintainer job or, you know, security forces or something. But I just ended up getting, you know, x-ray, and I fell in love with my job.
That's awesome. Good story. Cassandra, thank you for coming in and visiting. I promise you the weather that you just experienced here was a once-in-a-lifetime, maybe twice-in-a-lifetime event. It doesn't get that cold here ever, ever, except once in a blue moon. So get ready for some sunshine and some much better. We'll have 2 days this year that'll be spring-like, and that's it. So we'll go from wintertime, it'll be boom, it'll be summertime before you know it.
Great.
It's just how it works.
Yeah. Only two seasons
Dallas.
Here.
It's just exactly like Dallas. Yeah. So, all right, Cassandra, thank you so much. Thank you for your service to your country. We appreciate the visit.
Thank you for having me.